Today's podcast is brought to you by Rain Clothing. That's R-A-N-E, clothing. Check them out on Instagram. Check them out on Facebook. Give them a like. They're helping us out. Let them help you out with clothing you, keeping you warm these cold, cold days of winter. Now enjoy the show.
Would you like to read a book? No, I don't.
I can't read.
Hello and welcome to this week's installment of I Can't Read. I am Paul.
I am Tony.
How are you, sir?
I'm good.
You look good, man.
Yeah.
You look well rested.
Yeah, I guess I'm well rested.
Have some kegs and eggs today. It's St. Paddy's Day.
Yeah,
St. Paddy's Day edition. Genre 5, favorite green beers.
Favorite green beers.
Miller High Life. Moving on.
Gator beard.
Gator what?
Gator beer.
You said beard.
I meant beer.
You're a real dick.
You're a stupid asshole.
That's fair. So yeah.
One of us got so drunk he was talking about superheroes by himself last night.
Yeah,
not me.
You did that.
No.
You totally did
no,
that.
No, I didn't.
Yeah.
You know what I did do?
What?
Went to Walgreens and got Hot Pockets.
Hot Pockets.
It's the worst.
Jesus Christ, dude.
What?
You're fucking almost spilled my
Don't
coffee.
Don't say it. It wasn't my belly. It's my hands that shook the table. Not my fat titty belly.
You look down. You're like, don't.
Because I looked at you. You're like, you're looking at my fat first, not my hands.
As always.
Don't brim your coffee, dude.
I didn't brim it. There's like an inch. There's an inch there.
Well, I got an inch too, and I'm fine over here.
That's how big your dick is.
What?
You got that little dick.
Cool.
Yeah, no, dude. So you went and got Hot Pockets. What kind did you get?
Ham and cheese.
Nice. That's my favorite.
Yeah. Don't eat it, you fuck.
Oh, you still have them.
I have one. I'm not an animal like you eating two with sriracha on them at midnight.
Well, some of us have to eat. I don't usually eat during the day.
Yeah, you're a creep. You don't eat till like 5 p.m. or something or 10
yeah.
p.m. And then you're like, I'll take chili with mac and cheese and fucking cheesy
dogs.
Fucking broccoli and hot Oof. Dogs and sriracha and Parmesan.
Dang, I do that a
and
lot.
And then you wonder why your butthole always rips open when you poop.
Yeah, it's like aliens.
Yeah, and yeah. you like the wet wipes are actually more like gauze for the blood.
I don't have wet wipes, do you?
Yeah.
Really?
It keeps my fucking butthole fresh for when everyone's eating my butthole all day.
Yeah, nice, dude. Getting that asshole licked.
No, it's gross.
So did you have some kegs and eggs today?
No, I didn't have any liquor. I went to the bar to say hi to someone, and I had a coffee.
Oh, wow. You're like an AA.
Kinda. Or more like, you know, I had things to do later, so I didn't just...
Get drunk?
Yeah, just get drunk at the bar.
Yeah, that would blow my mind. There are people that are like, yeah, I got too drunk, couldn't go to work that day. I'm like, wait, what?
Huh?
You had to work at 4 and you just couldn't wait to drink
well,
after?
I started at 6 a.m.
You could have kegs and eggs whenever you want.
Kegs and eggs breakfast for free was.
I had a really bad St. Paddy's Day a few years back in Kent, Ohio. Went out at like 8 or 9 a.m.
Oh.
And started drinking, yeah, and then like came back like when the sun was setting.
Gross. You're gross.
Yeah, this black girl tried to fight a friend of mine.
I remember this vaguely.
Yeah.
And you were like yelling at her. And...
No, I wasn't at all. She was yelling at us. And we were like, what the fuck? Like, fuck off. And then like she started getting like really, I don't know, like aggressive.
Is that the word? Yeah.
Yeah. And well, all right. So she looked, what's that where like you can't tell if it's like a boy or girl, like not ambiguous, but there's something else. Another word for
like
it.
Asexual?
Kind of, but yeah, she had like a shaved head and she was wearing a very baggy shirt, so you couldn't really tell. And
what you were dealing with, yeah.
Right, and then the friend of mine was like, all right, dude, he's like, let's fucking go. And she was like, what the fuck? She's like, you're gonna punch a chick? And he was like, I didn't know, I'm sorry. You were coming at me like you wanted to fight me, so I wasn't sure. It was weird fucking time, but yeah, that's I stopped going out St. Paddy's Day after that.
I just don't see the point. But, I
what,
mean,
getting drunk all day?
It's just a strange holiday.
Truly.
What it evolved to, because now it literally is like...
Is this when they got all the rats out of Ireland?
Yeah. But it's like, now it's just like piss green beer.
Wait,
lots
is it really the,
shamrocks,
is that really the...
Something about that, yeah.
Or did the potato famine end?
Yeah, something. Like, they threw the potatoes at the rats, and
yeah.
they ate them. I don't know.
And they're like, St. Paddy's, so, let's have an ale.
Yeah, fucking rats are allergic to potatoes, so they grew a bunch. I don't know.
Nice.
Yeah.
And that's how the potato famine ended. Fended. So Samuel Jackson wants to join John Wick 3.
Well... Tell him to calm down.
All right.
Tell him to calm down.
Mr. Jackson.
He's already in fucking everything, so.
Okay, Venom movie plan for 2018. How about that? How about them apples?
I heard about them apples.
Did
cool.
you?
Cool, make it rated R. Boo.
You think?
Yeah, Spawn, too.
damn it.
What?
Yeah, Spawn 2.
I'm just
saying. Spawn 2, Venom.
I'm just saying, like, no, I'm saying Spawn as well. Just make a rated R Spawn.
Spawn also. Yeah. Gotcha. It sounds like you're trying to make a sequel to Spawn.
Oh, yeah. Spawn 2.
You and Todd McFarlane. Iron Fist understands bigger threat in Defenders. Have you gotten that far? I haven't seen Iron Fist yet. Iron Fist dropped 3 a.m. this morning.
Cool.
Did you start watching it at 3 a.m.?
No, I did not start watching it at 3 a.m. I was sleeping so I could get kegs and eggs.
Kegs and eggs. My dude. Green piss beer.
I didn't have any of that. I watched them pour the spit piss in the cup and then make the beers green, and I was like, ew.
Just green food coloring.
Stupid.
Yeah.
It just makes me feel like I'm
or
gross.
Or is it blue? Because like green's already fucking, kind
like,
of yellow.
Like green fucking, whatchamacallit, ketchup? It's just weird.
Green ketchup's gross.
Yeah, it's just weird.
Purple ketchup?
Blue.
Mm.
Black.
Ew. Yeah, I don't like colored ketchup. It fucks me up. Although it tastes just like ketchup.
It is ketchup.
It's ketchup.
Yeah.
Just not the
same
color.
Concept. Is I'm watching these dudes chug these green beers, and I'm like, you look silly. You look like a fucking idiot.
And it also turns your poop like purple.
Your big, dumb, stupid green beer. Really?
Yeah.
The beers?
Yeah, not purple, green, my bad.
Oh.
Wait, you know, like, when you drink purple stuff, it turns your poop.
No, it's got to be your
poop.
Yeah.
No, but, like, you know when you eat, like, a bunch of, like, purple shit, like, artificially colored purple shit?
I don't eat purple Yeah, I know.
Okay, okay, so purple ketchup. Eat a lot of that, poop turns green.
Oh.
You didn't know that?
No.
You ever green poop?
No.
Really? Your whole 30 years old.
Well, I don't... Nah, mine are, like, I give them, like, a 99.9% brown rating.
Yeah, so would I, but I mean, like, there's that 0.1% that's, like...
I guess I don't remember them. They green. Weren't that memorable. Like, I didn't photograph them, and I don't have... I think I deleted the memory if I did have a weird green poo.
Huh.
I've had, like, bad poos to where, like, you kind of just don't know why it's the color it is, but you're sick. It's like a sick poo.
What
Not
color
just
was
a food
it?
Poo. Like, all kinds of colors. It's like a rainbow with puke on it.
So how do you like Iron Fist so far?
It's cool. I'm halfway through one episode. He's just a shoeless ninja.
Yeah, he's a hippie right now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's kind of whatever.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Not enthralled.
No, and it's kind of funny. I didn't know that that's his name. His last name is Rand.
Yeah.
Because the Rand Corporation, dude.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, fuck.
Dude,
we'll
there's
get
a
into
conspiracy
that.
Theory about the
We'll
Rand.
Get into your fucking...
You're like, motherfucker.
We'll get into your fucking scary mysteries. Piece of shit show. Can't believe that was a recommendation of you. Jesus Christ.
Piece of shit show. I was sick, asshole.
You loved it. You're like, you guys gotta check this out.
I was delirious.
Justice League is a little introduction to Commissioner Gordon. Aren't
fuck
you excited?
Off. Move on.
Okay. Hans Zimmer says he prefers Christian Bale to Ben Affleck Batman.
Oh, isn't he in? Did Hans Zimmer do music?
I do
for Christopher
not
Nolan's
believe.
Movies?
He may have. I don't know.
I don't know. I don't know if he had any connection to the movies or if that's just his musical opinion of Batman.
I don't know. No, it's not the music. Like, he's just saying he's a like Christian Bale is a better Batman than.
Oh, I thought
Batman.
He had some sort of fucking maybe a horse in the race.
Oh, like yeah, the dude that did the score was a real shit job.
Yeah, like he was like, dude, score wise, I like this other Batman.
It's cool that Google's not working. But yeah, let's say Hans Zimmer did all of them.
Okay, then he's pretty fucking opinionated about him.
I agree. Doesn't fucking Wonder Woman come out like way soon?
Yeah, probably.
Let me look at that up.
It's set in olden times. That's boring.
What, you didn't like,
First Avenger?
Really?
Yeah.
I love that movie.
I get bored with the period pieces, because if I'm going to watch a period piece, I want it to be raw as fuck.
June 2nd, my bad.
Ah. Right around the corner.
Yeah. First Avenger was raw as fuck.
Ghost in the Shit House comes out soon.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I think it's like fucking April 3rd or something like that.
March 30th, son.
Dang.
Comes out like next week.
I shit on it a little, only because they got that PG-13 rating bumped down.
Ghost in the Shell.
Yeah, but hopefully there'll be a good director's cut, and hopefully it'll be somewhat reminiscent to the fucking source material. Slash, it looks fucking visually...
Slash.
It does look visually fucking astounding. Just the style of the cars, the pistols, like the fucking robots, like...
Totally.
It was fuck off totally. Die. Moving on.
The Matrix
hey,
reboot
Matrix.
Isn't a reboot, says Ryder.
It's not a reboot.
So they're going back in the Matrix.
No, it's
Did
not
you even know about
a
that?
Reboot. Yeah.
I didn't know about this. Why haven't you talked about it?
Because I'm not really worried about it, because it's all just a bunch of fucking, like, talks.
Filmmakers Lana and Lily Wachowski, Touchstone 1999 sci-fi action thriller, is getting a reboot, have promoted much in the way of discussion. While some fans of the Wachowskis' original film have expressed their interest in seeing The Matrix rebooted for the 21st century, other fans have argued The Matrix shouldn't be revised at all. We'll kill ourselves if it does.
Well, for sure. Also, I read this kind of cool conspiracy theory that Agent Smith is the one and not Neo.
That's why
the Oracle tells him in the first movie, you're not the one.
Yeah.
Sorry to tell you, kid.
Yeah.
That's what she
Did you
quotes.
Know that Neo spells one?
Shut the fuck up.
Also a conspiracy I heard.
Son of a bitch. Oh, son of a bitch.
Jude Law.
That by letting everything Agent Smith did to reset the Matrix was done, and he just used Neo as the vessel, because Neo was connected to the source, and then Agent Smith took him into himself and exploded him. But yeah. In doing that, Neo also transcended into the source, which reset the whole fucking program, being that the actual catalyst for why it worked was because Smith made his goal a reality.
Can you explain to me who Babyface is?
What? The baby robot face?
Yeah.
It's just an incarnation of a synthetic machine to talk to a human. I think it could have been anything. Could have been a fucking square box with two dots for eyes on it talking to him.
Why?
It's more so
face?
What do you want? What do you want? Like a, you could have just had a sphere that talked.
Well, remember when he talks to the fucking architect with all the TVs, old-timey TVs.
Yeah.
For some reason they all have dials on it.
Yeah, they're all very old. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't, why does that happen?
Hey, he just likes classic looking shit.
Yeah, why is he old too?
Well, he's retro.
Why?
Cuz he's old. He's an architect. Mm. He likes the aesthetics of old Art Deco design, as opposed to this new modern fucking robot shit with all the grease on it.
So Babyface is just nothing.
I don't think Babyface means anything. It's just a shape it took. Could have been because it looks imposing, they thought, or because it looked like the fucking like original shape of all the humans. So they show what a fucking like original, fresh from the womb version of a human looked like to talk to Neo. But all it was just chatting with him. They could have chatted as a fucking dog.
I don't really remember the last Matrix that well.
Yeah, it was kind of a convoluted pile of shit. Yeah, that one had, you know, dread ninjas.
Yeah, the dread twin ninjas.
Yeah.
That was the only cool part.
The Merovingian.
A lot of people are like, dude, the second Matrix was way cool. I'm like, are you kidding? The first one's like a perfect fucking movie.
It's
get the fuck out.
Standalone.
Jump off a bridge.
Did you know the S&M Club in the original, where he goes to follow the White Rabbit?
Yeah.
All the extras are actually just
Slave and Master Club.
Yeah, they went to like that techno fucking like,
I didn't know
goth.
That was submissions. Okay, right on.
Well, it's an S&M club really in London.
Oh,
they were just filming in there.
Gotcha.
And everyone in the scene you see that aren't the actors are just people at the club.
Did you know that you remember the blood scene in Blade?
No, tell me about it.
Same club.
Shut up, really?
It's not, no.
Fuck off and die.
I just knew that you love Blade. And
yeah,
see,
I was like, what
blood
scene? Tell me more about it. I want to hear about Deacon Frost.
All right. Oh, God, I saw your boner pop up. You fucking love Deacon
Can't
Frost.
Can't believe you could see it.
Okay, so, yeah, with that one inch dick you got. Woo! All right, so all I can say at this point is no one could or should reboot The Matrix. People who know Animatrix and the comics understand. Can't comment yet except to say that the words reboot and remake were from an article. Let's stop responding to inaccurate news, everybody.
Yeah.
How about just re-release The Matrix? Wow.
I
in theaters.
I'm sort of in awe of either of those options. Like, let's reboot something that's not that old slash stands alone fantastic still.
Okay, so don't reboot it. You can't do better. Damn.
Yeah.
This is like, sorry, I can't hear you from the mountaintop you're calling down from. Do I want to see more stories set in the universe of The Matrix? Yes. Idiot.
Duh.
Because it's a brilliant idea that generates great stories. Look at what people are doing with X-Men universe. Between Logan and Legion and Deadpool, does anyone want them to stop? Not me.
I mean,
you heard it here first.
They're
everybody.
Good points because you're really just,
it's just
you're not
so
beating
fucking
a,
bad.
You're not beating a dead horse. You're just beating a horse that's already done pretty well at the race.
So, all right.
So why hurt that winning horse?
They start, Neo dies.
Uh-huh.
And the new Matrix. The new Matrix begins with Neo dying.
What, with the reset of the Matrix?
There's a new Agent Smith, and he kills him.
Okay.
And then Agent Smith comes back as the one.
No, like, it's the it ends.
Why is your eyes bleeding?
There's already been seven of them before this. It's literally just a universe, like, expanding and contracting. It's done.
Yeah, he said, like, you've done this before.
Yeah.
all this.
There've been 7 fucking raids on Zion. Like
you've already danced on Zion 7 times.
I think it means
goddamn that part.
I think it means that the 7 that proceeded before him didn't do their job, meaning maybe they killed Agent Smith. And then it collapsed on itself instead of letting Agent Smith absorb them and take him back to the source to fucking pretty much short circuit the fucking machines. Because Smith didn't like the machines either. He said he wanted to be free. He fucking hated it.
Smith doesn't.
So that's why he kept killing and replicating. He did not want to fight with literally either of them. He was more of a fucking anarchist.
All right.
Yeah. As opposed, Neo was like, I want to save the humans because I'm a human. I want to be free of the fucking plugs. But Agent Smith kind of won in a certain way. Even though the humans were like, dude, Neo did it. Neo did it. No, it's still going to reset. It's still resetting, man. Just watch the Animatrix if you want more Matrix.
Animatrix is really good.
Yeah.
Way good. What, just like 4 that. Short films, right?
It's like 7.
7?
Yeah.
Okay. I thought it was 4.
Yeah.
All right. So Netflix dropping 5-star review scale, adding match system. I've seen this happen. I think like Josie has like a beta version of it.
The match.
Well, yeah. No, it shows a percentage of like you would probably like this based on this percentage wise. Yeah. Not so much like, hey, everyone rated this movie this system. I don't like that.
You're personalized?
Yeah, I don't like that they're like, hey, 93%. Because like sometimes I watch dog shit stuff to go to sleep.
Oh, yeah.
I don't actually like it.
You're going to have to go to the section that's called shit no one, you know, shit you might watch, but it doesn't matter if you'd.
Every movie, though, comes up with a percentage of like, hey, this is like a 98% match for you.
Man,
like it's the algorithm.
I've rated
of like
5,000 movies.
Right. And so your rating is now fucking null and void.
Well, they'll take my ratings into my own percentage.
I don't know if you can rate movies anymore, though, because there's no 5-star thing anymore. So is it just based on what you watched?
So what, everything I click going forward, how do they know if I enjoyed what I clicked?
Exactly.
Oh, boy.
Ooh.
Ah,
I'll call Netflix right now.
Get him on the phone.
Get him on the horn.
We're going to link into our satellite feed of Netflix CEO, Big Dick Redbox fucking Netflix.
This is Mr. Netflix. What can I do for you?
Yeah, sir. I wanted to know if you're going to just be
fuck you, idiot.
Hey,
click.
Listen. Hey, I'm important.
Dang, he was real mean.
Yeah.
Sounded like me, too.
I wish I could get him back on the phone and really give him a piece of my fucking fat mind.
Yeah, he actually blocked our number, so we can't call him back. The Expanse renewed for season 3. Are you excited?
I didn't watch The Expanse season 1 and 2.
Me either. I didn't even know that was a show.
Sick, dude.
Hell yeah.
Sick, dude. Cool news.
Darth Vader originally killed Maul in season 2 of Rebels.
Of Rebels.
Yeah. Do you watch Rebels?
No.
That's the like the animated type show. Kind of like Clone Wars. Yeah. I liked Clone Wars a lot.
Yeah,
not the movie.
I've watched a bit of Clone Wars, yeah.
Not the movie. The movie was absolutely... I hate that little girl. Why are you looking at me like
what
that?
What little girl?
Like her name's like Akira or some shit like that. Like she's a...
Akira. Yeah, the fucking...
She's the Padawan for fucking Anakin.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's bad. Anakin's not that bad, though. He's not as whiny as Hayden Christensen, which is nice. That's why I like that movie.
Yeah.
Okay, so you got any more news, dude? Ooh, Stranger Things season 2 features more of the Upside Down. Good, maybe they'll fucking explain something about it.
Dude, it's gonna be tight.
It's
gonna be tight.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think of other stuff that. Oh, I have a game we can play.
Ooh.
Okay. So this.
Wait, do you have any news?
No. Everything you said. And I brought up Ghost in the Shell. Don't worry about
As
me.
As you do every week.
Shut up.
I'm still worried.
Listen, I'm really surprised you're not going to talk more about your fucking Pac Rim fucking.
Oh, it's in, dude. Pac Rim 2 is going forward.
If you don't get a Pac on one side of your penis tattooed and Rim on the other.
No, it'll just say Pac
Rim because it's like you're packing buttholes
no.
To the rim.
Nice. I like that.
Yeah.
Only to the rim, though. I would get Pac on my taint and then an arrow pointing down to my. My bunghole.
Bunghole, yeah. Yeah.
So that's my rim right there.
Wow.
Pack rim.
And
I'll get 2 tattooed above my ass crack.
2, because it'll be the best.
What's it called? Something really shitty?
I don't know, like fucking
uprising.
Hot uprising.
Undivided.
Yeah.
It's like, what? Undivided?
Steamy uprise. Who knows?
They're connected?
Fucking goosh uprising.
Ooh, I like that. Goosh. All right, what's your game?
Okay, so I got a game. I say a movie title.
Yeah.
And then you have to, as quickly as possible, name another movie title beginning with the last letter of that movie.
The last letter?
So if I say...
Predators, and I say Sleepless in Seattle.
Bingo.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. This is kind of like getting dug with high or whatever.
I don't know what that is.
Or Doug Loves Movies. I think it's Doug Loves Movies. Yeah,
he does this?
Well, no, he does like Pacific Rim, and then you'd have to say something that either ends with Pacific or starts with Rim.
Oh.
But this is way easier, so go ahead.
Oh, okay. Let me think of a movie.
Wow.
Shut up.
Think of a movie.
Shawshank Redemption.
Mortal Kombat. Wait, I fucked up. That's Redemption isn't. Ends with an N. I lost. Wow.
I'm so bad.
Yeah. No. Yeah. I know you didn't even catch it. You're like, ooh, good one.
Damn, I didn't do it. Wow, we're doing good. Okay. Well.
Need for Speed. That's not one.
That
is that a movie?
Did that become a movie? I don't think so. Did it?
Let me look it
don't,
up.
Don't, Jesus Christ. Oh,
I'm looking
here
it
we
up.
Go.
Oh, no, this will take only a second. It's not looking like it's going to come up on IMDb real quick.
Okay.
Need for Speed 2014. Bam. All right, good. I'm
Deadpool.
I'm in. Ooh. Lost.
That's a show.
That doesn't count.
Trainspotting.
Oh, Jesus. Gangsters of New York. That not
Gangs
one?
Of New York.
Gangs of New York. Yeah, yeah, thank you.
Knowing. And another G.
Motherfucker. Everyone's like, you idiot, it's fucking this.
Hey, Green Mile.
Oh, right on. Hold on. Jumanji. I'm
no,
kidding.
That's, Green they Mile. Sound a lot alike.
No, I'm kidding. Green
with
Mile.
Letters.
I'll take Green Mile. Thank you for the hint. E.
Exit through the gift shop.
Polar Express.
I thought you were gonna say Pac Rim.
Damn. I missed it.
Savages.
Oh, S? Okay.
It's an S. A lot of them.
Yeah, does Salvation count? Terminator Salvation?
Oh, fuck, man. Yeah, it sure does, man. I'll just take it by the subtitle.
Yeah, totally.
Never back down.
An N? Son of a bitch.
I just did one.
Yeah, you just did. Never back down. I know. Yeah. I saw. Let's see. Need for Speed Uncover.
I hate your fucking guts.
It was on my screen. Sorry.
All right. Resident Evil. That's easy. L.
Yeah. I'm like blanking on everything.
Logan's
right now.
Run.
Logan.
Wow, Logan, yeah. All right. Another N.
Yeah. Ns are hard. Nocturnal Emission.
Shut up. That's not a thing.
No, it's not.
Is that an album from a stupid band?
Probably.
Yeah.
Probably a stupid band, honestly.
Oh my God, why am I having such a brain fart on N?
That we're having brain farts on everything.
Yeah.
I said Terminator Salvation for S. There's got to be a million S movies ever. Ever made.
Be a million S movies. Next.
Ooh, all right, T. The Shining.
I hate you.
That was good. What do you mean?
Jesus Christ.
Oh, it's a G.
Yeah.
Gangsters of New York. Wow, I'm an asshole. Damn.
Green Room.
Fucking N. Oh, man. What's that girl that's in the wild?
What?
It's like Naomi or fucking
Hannah?
No.
Oh, the what? What?
No, she's like a wild person. She can't talk, and like this dude falls in love with her.
Oh,
Richard Gere's probably
Nell.
In it. Nell. Bam. There you go.
Okay.
Naomi. I can't believe we can't think of like good N movies like at all.
I know.
Fuck.
And you can't type in like the letter N to find stuff.
We've had S so many times, and we haven't said Star Wars.
Yeah.
Wow.
What am I on now? L.
L. Yeah.
Logan's Run. No, I'm not going to do it. I'll be stronger than that.
Rise of the Lycans.
Longest Yard.
Ooh, so D. D's nuts.
That's so easy.
Dogma.
There you go.
Yeah. I got it. He didn't give me a hint, everybody.
Amadeus. Yep.
Amadeus. All Star right. Wars A New Hope.
Hey, you did an S one.
Yeah, dude.
E. Oh, man.
Oh, man. That's
Damn
not
it.
A one.
Shut up. I know it's not a one.
Get your fucking feet out of here.
I do what I want.
I'm out of water.
Mm-hmm. Shit.
good podcasting.
Oh, fuck off. I tried to have fun.
Go ahead. Give me an E-movie.
I can't think of one.
Epidemic.
Is that a film? I don't know if that's a fucking film.
I'm checking right now. 1987, Epidemic.
Perfect.
Bam. So C, Cars. S.
Slither.
Rogue One.
Star Wars. It's an film. E.
What?
Another fucking E.
Slither.
No, then you said Rogue One. Now I have to pick another fucking E.
Oh, yeah, you're bad at these.
Yeah, E's not really coming up with me.
Eyes Wide Shut.
Oh, yeah, good call. See? You're smart, too.
T, Terminator. 2, Judgment Day. So why? yes.
No, I can do this one.
Yeah. Old Yeller.
Nope, that's not count? That is not a Y.
Yeller.
You can't just guess a letter in the middle of a title. Jesus Christ.
Why are you looking up Y movies right now?
No.
Why the Last Man? It's a comic.
That is a comic, but yeah. That's a fucking tight-ass movie.
What? A comic?
I mean fucking comic, yeah.
Or do you mean Old Yeller? Old Yeller is a classic.
It is kind of crazy. I can't think of a movie that starts with Y.
Does anything start with yellow? Stop looking up shows.
I'm not.
Put your fucking phone down.
Ah, here
You're
we
cheating.
Go.
What do you mean? Ah, here we go.
Yellowbeard. That one I saw in 1983.
Fair enough.
D is easy.
Dances with Wolves. That's a good one.
Have you seen Dances with Wolves?
Yeah, it's like fucking 3 hours long. God damn it.
No, it's not.
Yeah, it is.
Is it? Yeah. Shit.
S. Stargate, motherfucker.
Stargate.
E. Fuck me.
I can't think of this stuff anymore. I'm tired.
Eyes Wide Shut was a good one, and I fucking gave it to you. God damn it.
Yeah.
Oh, God, fuck my life. E. Hold on. Dances with Wolves was 3 hours and 1 minute long. Just to let you know. That wasn't even director's cut. That's fucking theatrical release, motherfucker. E. Igor.
What's... Igor ends with an E, right? Or is it an R?
Well, hold on. Igor is not a movie.
Oh.
Wait. No. It's a character. And it ends with an R. But we're not going to do that. So E. Ocean's 11.
What?
11.
Oh. Good call.
Idiot. wait, I bet there's a movie called Elevator. Elevator to the Gallows or Elevator from 2011. Nailed it.
Okay. Wait, which one?
Elevator. R. Who Framed Roger Rabbit?
That is not... No. I'm not even playing that game where you say stupid shit and that's what it is. Oh, dude, I got one. Ringu.
Good nice. Luck. You?
Yeah, Japanese. 5-7-1,
Japanese one. Motherfucker! I win!
You 5-7-1.
That's fucking incredible and you know it.
Wait one second, guys.
Why? Stop looking stuff up.
Dude, I gotta figure out if there's a movie with the letter, with the number one in it. You know what I mean? Like
Friday the 13th.
No. I'm...
One Direction. The One. No, it doesn't count either.
The One, yeah. The second word, and it's the spelled out version of One. I can't think. There's like 10,000 BC, 101 Dalmatians, like shit like that, but I don't think there's like...
All right, 10,000 BC. Clerks. S.
Clerks. Silence of the Lambs. S.
Yeah. Star Wars Empire Strikes Back.
Fuck off with your S's, dude. Kindergarten Cop.
No, hold on. I'll do another one. So back to S. Slither.
I said it, but...
Okay, right on. Split.
There you go.
T.
T? Oh,
Terminator 1. Terminator Genesis. How about that?
The Lord of the Rings.
Is it The Lord of the Rings?
Yeah, The Lord of the Rings trilogy.
Oh, I thought it was just Lord of the Rings.
No, it's The Lord of the Rings.
Checking it.
Okay.
Lord. Yep, you're right.
If not, I was going to say The Terminal.
All right, so Lord of the Rings. Wait, which one?
All of them.
No, name one so I can have a fucking letter. That's not fucking...
Fellowship of the Ring.
Fuck, it's G. damn it, I should have gone with S. Because I got a ton of Star Wars to go. Clone Saga. G.
One of your favorites.
Geronimo.
That... All right, is that a film?
Looking it up. Yep, Geronimo, an American legend. What do you know?
Incredible.
1993.
Origin.
Movie. Origin?
Origin.
What's that?
It's a movie with... fuck, I forget his name. He's a good actor, though. Origin or Origins? One of the two. I think it's plural.
No, dude.
Yeah.
IMDb doesn't recognize it. You lose.
Yes, it does.
You're a fucking loser, dude. All right, so let's go with Origins. S. Shawshank Redemption. You already said that.
Huh?
You're not even listening anymore.
Me?
Yep.
Smoking another.
Smoking Aces.
Smoking Aces. Ooh, I like that one.
Yeah, S.
Stand By Me.
Oh, fucking E.
Eardum.
Eureka's Castle.
You say shit and it's not even real.
Hold on. I think Eureka is a movie, though. Eureka. Euro Trip. And Eureka is a movie, 2006. But I'll give you Euro Trip. P.
Euro
Power
Trip.
Rangers, the movie.
No, it's not out and it's not real.
Power Rangers is out, the movie, 2000.
What? You no one's fucking idiot. No one's guessing that. Okay. I will say Powder.
Powder, fuck yeah.
Yeah, man.
That's a good one.
If nothing else, our listeners are going to have a list of awesome movies to want to watch.
Yeah,
now.
And movies they didn't even know existed, and neither did we. What do you know?
New ones.
R?
Yeah.
Rango.
Rambo?
No, Rango with fucking Johnny Depp as the lizard.
Oh. sorry, I just had a brain aneurysm.
Oh. Rambo? I was like, no. The animated movie with Johnny Depp, idiot.
Clockwork Orange?
No, it doesn't count.
It doesn't, huh? Oh, wow.
If it's a subtitle, I'll give it to you.
That's really funny. You're like, nope, doesn't count. Moving on.
What do you got, O?
Yeah.
Oculus, right? Wasn't that
what?
One?
What? What's that?
Oculus, the movie with, like, about eyes?
Oh, about the fucking mirror and stuff.
Yeah, Oculus, that was right. So, S.
This is boring now, because they all end in S.
Slucky number 11. That's a movie, right? No, I'm just kidding.
Slucky?
Hold on. Silent Night.
What?
That's got to be a horror film.
SWAT.
Silent Hill.
Oh.
L.
That's a good movie.
Yeah, it is.
Oh, Long Kiss Goodnight.
T, This Is 40.
Wow. Ah, man.
You got either Y or zero.
Okay, man. Whatever you say, bro. You fucking asshole, you.
Ye Long Kiss Goodnight.
Ye Long Kiss Goodnight. Oblivion.
What? No, zero, idiot.
Oh, man. I hate your fucking guts.
Did you say knowing for N, by the way?
No.
What ended with a K?
It was a K. It was
Mortal
like,
Kombat. Nope. It wasn't.
That was not it. You're wrong.
Oh, you said knowing for N, you fucking...
You're wrong.
You dumb asshole.
Listen, that's not true.
What did I just say? What do you got? Oh, yeah, oh, zero or...
007.
Why not Zero Dark 40? But, okay, 007.
Die Another Day.
Die Another Day? Oh, yeah, why? I'm trying to think of why words yell.
I'm trying to think of why words. This is a shit game.
Yeah, no, it's good. I like it.
I got one.
Why to Mama Tapian from 2001.
Why not Young Frankenstein?
Young Guns.
Young Guns.
Is that a movie?
Yeah. It sure is. I swear.
Yep.
Which one?
Young Guns. S.
Again, with the fucking S.
Yeah.
We have to stop now because it's too many S's.
No.
No.
Keep going.
We're losing people.
We're only 34 minutes in.
No, fuck this. It's not a whole game show show. I have many other things to talk about.
Silent.
You win.
All right.
All right.
You heard it here.
Suburbia.
Woo! What?
Suburbia.
Checking.
Suburbia. Oh, my God.
How do you spell that?
S-U-B.
I got suburbatory.
That's what I meant.
Okay. Or Subaru.
Subaru the movie?
Mm-hmm.
Taking life all wheel drive at a time.
All right, what a good game. Sorry, everyone. We're gonna hop into weekly recommendations and rejections.
Don't apologize, dude. You always have to try to expand your consciousness.
True. I saw Neighbors 2, which I should have said for a lot of ends.
Ew.
Yeah, it was not good. I do not like
Zac Efron.
No, he's actually funny in it. Hit Girl is fucking terrible.
Oh, that sucks so much.
Yeah, she's a great actress too, and she is really bad in it. And I don't blame her. It's the role that she took, but I don't understand why she took that role.
No clue.
Probably a big paycheck.
Big
honestly.
Old paycheck.
There was funny parts about it, but mostly it was bad.
Yeah.
There was a child porn joke in it.
That's something.
Yeah, it's weird.
Cool for them.
They did have another airbag.
I bet they did.
Which was funny about the first one.
Anyone really recycling that. Anything else?
Oh, yeah, there was, like, tons of shit that they recycled, yeah, for sure.
Yep.
They threw bloody tampons in the movie.
I guess they recycled the entire film.
He was, like Zac Efron. So, basically, Zac Efron, like, they go to him.
Yeah, to come help him, help them. Yeah.
Well, no, he's like, oh, yeah, fucking, like, it's weird, like, my manager's, like, 23 and I'm, like, 30 and, like, you know, he's, like, telling me what to do. And every one of his friends from the frat, they're, like, playing cards. They're all, like, doing well.
Yeah.
Like, one designs apps, one's a cop, one is, like, a designer for like Outback Steakhouse's architect basically. And he's like, well, you got to move out because I'm getting married to Zac Efron.
Yeah.
And he's like, fuck, what am I going to do? Moves into the sorority. That is not a sorority, so they can throw parties. All about women empowerment. Cool message about it. But it was weird how they went about it. I mean, it's just a fucking weird ass movie. Anyway, so fucking Seth Rogen and his wife,
yeah.
The Australian. Very pretty.
Yes.
They are trying to move out, but their house is in escrow.
Yeah.
Which means for 30 days, the buyers can back out. Sorority moves in, of course, like within that 30 days.
No
shit.
They're
like, hey, can you guys keep it down, blah, blah, blah. And then Zac Efron's like, fuck you guys, I remember. I have a criminal record. It's really hard to get a job now. Like, it actually deals with like him being a felon.
That's really fucking... What a loser.
Yeah, it's actually kind of funny. But, yeah, I give it 4 Deep Impacts.
Cool.
That's all I saw. All
right. I watched the whole third season of Halt and Catch Fire because it's awesome.
What's that about?
It's all about, like, this fucking crew of people that, like, are video game and, like, fucking computer and hardware designers in the 70s and 80s. But it kind of mirrors the real, like, the Apple II came out in the fucking series, and they're trying to build computers that compete with it. IBM is, like, their biggest competition. Mm. They talk about, like, the inception of the internet, like, how they want to get ahead of it.
This on Netflix.
Yeah.
Sounds very interesting.
All three seasons, yeah. It's fucking it is
awesome.
How do
you watch a season in a week?
Huh? I try real hard to not move, and I just stay in one place.
And then I just do that.
Yeah. It's only 8 episodes.
Oh, hour?
Yeah. Yeah, like 42 minutes.
Oh, okay, that's not bad.
Yeah. But fucking, dude, the theme song is so dope from it. It's a really good, like, you know how you really love Stranger Things and shit like that?
X-Files.
Yeah, just really tight-ass fucking beat-down songs.
Yeah, Lost has the best theme.
Does it?
It's like a fucking truck driving by, isn't
Jesus.
It?
Jesus. I forget.
No, it's like one note.
Just one long note?
No, it's like while the credits are, like, forming... Like, it like shows, like, Lost.
Yeah.
I'll show it to you.
Oh, do you want to hear Halt and Catch Fire, too?
Yeah. We've digressed enough. Why not?
Yeah.
Lost theme. Let's see who gets their song first.
Got it.
Damn. Ooh, I like that.
Yeah, dude.
Did you download that to your iTunes?
And the whole time, I got the whole soundtrack. And then the whole time during that fucking intro, it's just like this little speck of light like flying through a computer and shattering a bunch of fucking like transistors and fucking like microchips
Ready?
And shit.
Ready? Yeah. Here we go. Lost.
What? Dude, that's really crazy that it's just like...
Yeah, just like...
Just one little eerie fucking like creep. Yeah. Yeah. Can you make noises like that?
I just did.
No, I meant like on a computer.
Yeah, it sounds like... You remember like the Joker's theme?
Yeah.
Like that rising note that Hans Zimmer did, like... Like it was like almost like tension.
Yeah.
That's like, I think, the same type of
thing. I also want to talk to you about...
Shut
the
up!
Possibility of... doing a new intro for our show.
What the fuck?
Because I've been... Listen to me, sexy baby.
I've been
listening to other podcasts that are better.
What?
And what? I didn't... Who? Did I say that out loud? My voice won't stop saying things, I think.
I don't like this
And
at
they
all.
Have really dope intros.
Ours
like,
is amazing.
No, listen to me. Hear me out. It's fucking... It's a little more intense, a little more like... Kind of like the fucking main show, where it's a little rocky, but... Then there's a bunch of fucking, like, spilled together clips of shit we say, like catchphrases.
Yeah, tell him Steve Davis is that.
Yeah. It's fucking is awesome
that,
sounding.
Is that what you're listening to?
No. Press I'm listening to the last podcast on the left. And it's like, this is the last podcast on the left. And it's like, the cannibalism comes soon. Like, and it's just a bunch of shit they said throughout episodes with awesome fucking theme music.
See, all right, that adds more work for me because then I have to cut clips every fucking episode.
No, no, no. We build one out of what we already have.
I don't like that.
I do.
Well, sorry.
Please, I'll do it. You're off the podcast.
Okay.
I run it now.
Last one I'm ever doing.
This is going to be called Tony's Movie Pool Party.
Oh, good. So you get your own iTunes channel without all the subscribers.
Hmm. I don't want him. I don't want him.
Okay.
I want to start from scratch with my own
What
little
else did you watch? We're not doing a new intro.
Can we please?
No.
The listeners need it.
No, they don't. It's sweet, simple, and to the point.
I'm not even in it.
Yeah, either is anyone else.
But you.
I don't... You can sing it if you want.
Good.
All right, but you're doing that version.
No.
Yeah.
I'm doing a more rock version.
No, oh, really?
I'm like,
it's I Can't Read With Tony. I really suck now. Here's a clip from our show. Plausible.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. You know I can make way better jams than that.
Sing
Have
one.
Have you ever heard my YouTube video?
That one song I made?
Of what? The one Ben Queller.
Yeah.
Looped my vocals, dude.
It was okay.
You said it was awesome.
Yeah, that was off air, though.
And some of the clear, cleanest vocals you'd heard.
Yeah.
Okay.
I've recorded you before.
Well, then why are you shitting all over my heart?
You had to record in my bedroom like a shame sack, though, because you
fucking
didn't want me looking at you.
Yeah, because I couldn't look you in your weird gay eyes when I was trying to sing.
Whoa!
You were trying to fuck me.
Uncalled for.
Yeah.
I'm always trying to fuck you, though,
yeah,
bro.
You were like, girlfriend, go away.
Yeah.
I got something I want
to
watch.
I'm trying to suck this one-inch cock off this fucking... beautiful
and
creature.
And I was like, I can't wait to put it in his deep fucking dungeon gaping butthole.
Yeah, pack rim, but pack it in. Pack it in, dude.
Not
All
much,
right, go ahead. What
not
else
much packing going on there.
Suicide Squad. I can't believe we didn't think of that. Seven. God damn it.
You're
We're
really
so bad.
Racking the movies up
yeah,
now.
Yeah, dude.
Mm. Listen, I love you.
Survivor.
I just wanted to say that.
I love you too, man.
Okay.
We're not changing the song.
New intro. New intro. I watched Hellraiser.
Ooh.
It was a garbage pile of shit.
You're fucking crazy.
You know what I mean, though. You know what I mean, though.
That movie's so good.
It's okay.
Take it back.
He's very rapey.
Who?
I do not like the fucking dude who escapes. And
oh,
he's in the
yeah,
attic.
Yeah, totally.
What a rapey.
Yeah, very.
Don't like him.
Super.
Like how the fucking, like, Cenobites pretty much, like, I don't know, they're almost more susceptible to being, like, duped. In that one than any other one.
They're kind of dope.
Yeah, they're like, where'd you go?
Oh, the ceiling's falling on me.
My vagina throat can't find him. Neither can my twist face.
We have such sights to show you. Yeah, it's so fucking dope.
And then I watched that shitbag fucking one, the fucking, like, seventh one. It's called, like, Revelations or something.
Ooh.
With a new Pinhead.
Yeah.
Holy dog shit.
Bad. It starts out kind of cool, though, I will admit. And then I was like, wow, this movie was shot for like $1.05.
It was $90
all
together.
That's why they shot in that one house.
And
it was like The Invitation meets fucking
Someone
Hellraiser.
Recorded it with an 8mm fucking, like, camera off of VHS playing on a TV.
Yeah, it's really grainy.
Garbage.
Yeah, that movie
Absolute
was really...
hot garbage.
I was really bummed because Doug Bradley was supposed to come back for that. That's the actor that plays Pinhead. Of course, the only actor I know.
Yeah.
That and fucking, like, Seth Rogen. I was like, yeah, I don't want to. This sounds bad. Because it was supposed to be a reboot.
Fuck, what's his name from Parks and Rec? Was in one of them. He was like the husband in like the Victorian era. Leslie Knope's like husband in Parks and Rec. God damn it. He's in a lot of stuff. Don't do that.
Don't
do that.
Oh, wait.
You totally know this person and you think he's funny.
Yeah. Oh, ow. My brain hurts.
You know what you know exactly who I'm talking about. And it is
Tommy Boy.
Tommy Boy. What?
No,
was
in
Adam
Tommy
Scott.
Boy. Oh, wait.
Not Rob Lowe.
I thought you were talking about Rob Lowe.
Adam Scott.
Yeah, he was
in that one of the Hellraisers.
That was one that like goes through the Victorian period and space and like the
a lot going on.
Yeah, there's like three because it's the toy maker that makes the first box.
Yeah, they talk about him, which is awesome.
The laminate configuration, I believe it's called.
Yeah, something like that. Something real evil. But no, it was
sick.
Just super low budget and hard to watch again.
Yeah. Wait, what? The first one.
It was, yes.
How cool is it when he's coming together though, like out of the floor? That looks so sick, like the fucking like spider arms and shit.
I do love the fucking theatrics, like him coming out of shadows that like whip by the room. Like
yeah,
that's cool. And then
it's
it
creepy.
Becomes like But, like, the goddamn... What is that? What would you call that thing? The fucking wood panel of torture devices that spins?
Oh, yeah.
It literally looks like someone's pantry.
It's like a torture column.
Yeah, the torture column from the sky that, you know, someone started spinning. It literally, I was like, oh, my God, it looks like fucking... It's made of balsa wood, and someone spray painted it. And, like, there's literally, like, almost foam-looking blades on it. I'm like, that's styrofoam. That one's straight
calm
upside.
Calm down.
I'm sorry. You made the film. I'm
it's
sorry.
It's a classic.
You
oh,
made
like
the film.
You don't
sorry,
fucking.
I made the film.
You don't cry every time I'm
Paul
like.
I made a film.
When I'm like, oh, hey, this movie sucks. You're like, what the fuck? Are you kidding me? It's a work of
usually,
art.
Usually when you say it sucks, it's like, oh, something like The Godfather, fucking
I've
Gangs
never,
of New York,
never,
or like fucking
love,
like There Will Be Blood.
Love all three of them. Fuck you. Name a movie that I've hated and I will fucking own up to it.
Barely.
I will.
You probably love it now.
Hmm.
I didn't hate it. I love what it was starting.
9 deep impacts.
No. 6 deep impacts.
10.
Very little rewatchability.
Up.
No.
Really? Do you like Christy Cotton, the girl?
No.
Really?
Not really.
Mm. Did you watch Hellraiser 2?
Yeah. Liked it way more.
Really?
Uh-huh.
Did you just recently watch it?
Like in the last like year.
You should watch them back to back because those movies could be like one total movie.
One big movie?
Yeah.
One big fatty?
Yeah.
Because
like
of her?
Three. Well, she's in both, yeah. Well, then in the comic books, they bring her back. It's really awesome. And then she becomes the Hell Priest.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Dude,
priestess, rather.
I was reading about fucking Satanists trying to raise the moon child. That's some cool shit, too.
Oh, dude, in Hellraiser, the Scarlet Gospels, I think it's called.
Yeah.
It's like one of the Clive Barker's last books that he wrote. I own the hardback cover. It's actually right there. You can.
I can see it.
Check it out.
Yep.
Look at it.
No.
Just look. Turn your there.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's nice.
There
right?
She is.
That's a good one. Pinhead looks really sick on it though. But yeah, he is trying to escape hell. Well, not escape hell. He's trying to find Lucifer, and he finds him at the end. And like Lucifer's been dead.
I like
that. For years, and like hell's just running itself, and he's like questioning why he exists. And
ooh.
Then he fucking fights Lucifer at the end of it. It is set up.
That's really tight.
Yeah, you should actually read that book. You'd really enjoy it.
I will.
You remember it's like in the fifth Hellraiser, there's a cop that, like, he's a detective?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's the one that's in that book.
Who's it follow? Him?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Him and, like, this gang of people that, like, try to fucking, like, fuck up the Cenobites because they always keep fucking their lives up, man.
They're always ruining them.
Which
Dude,
is the same.
It's so unlikely to ever fuck up a Cenobite.
True.
Because hooks can come from space.
They're demon, yeah.
Yeah.
There's no real, like, you're like, wait, where'd that come from?
Like, they can literally, like,
oh,
manifest
man.
Into other rooms.
How fucked up did the skin look when it, like, hooks into skin? Like, it's real close up.
Oh, dude, it looked like you were pulling chicken fucking skin off.
God damn that, oh, man. Whew.
Right. Baby. And it's always, like, one hook, and then it's, like, 4, 5, 7, 8, 9, 12.
Yeah,
12
Jesus
hooks.
Swept.
Yeah.
Explodes.
Yeah. That was a very eerie part.
That's such a cool fucking line.
That thing's
line.
Moving so much.
And that's what I kind of like about her Hellraiser is that like you're like, what the fuck for? It's like just because it's fucked up.
Yeah.
I mean, and I usually hate that type of shit.
They don't give much of a fucking I guess, a reason? Because some people they kill, some people they fucking bring in to show them hell.
No, everyone dies and then goes to hell.
So it's all about them killing you here and then bringing you there.
Yeah, you're tortured and then you're tortured forever after that.
But some people they kill are not, I guess, worthy of going. Like, we're not bad.
Like who?
Well, there was, I forget, they killed someone like a fucking cop in one of them that seemed like he would be what's considered a fucking good guy.
Well, that probably doesn't hold true.
Maybe they just killed him, and yeah, that was it. He went to heaven, but
maybe
they just got him.
Yeah, and that also might not be true to like the mythology of Hellraiser, because that's like a later one.
Yeah,
like I know the first one, Clive, like had like a lot of, like a lot of like.
Oh, I wanted everyone in the movie to go to hell.
Yeah,
it's especially good, the rapey fucking skin guy and his fucking weird, like
yeah, that
wife.
Was Christie's father's brother.
Yeah, didn't like any of that. Yeah.
Do you have a towel?
Gross.
Yeah,
eat some rats, you freak.
He does eat rats. All right, go ahead.
And last one I saw this week was Blow.
Ooh, that's a good one.
George Young.
Yeah, he was supposed to get out of prison in 20...
Last year he did.
Oh, cool.
And then now he's back in prison waiting upon a trial for something else that he says his manager set him up for. Like something, not, I don't think it's drug related. I think it's like some sort of breaking of parole or, like he fucked up in some way to where
really?
He's like... doing another case right now, trying to get off.
Dang. That sucks.
But he does suck.
George Young?
Yeah.
Bad dude?
Yeah. Well, I mean, just in general, like, I guess being part of the... being part of the fucking cartel with Pablo Escobar seems like it'd be a bad crew to work for.
Yeah.
Like, Medellin Cartel.
I can't wait for fucking
750,000 people were part of that organization when it was in its prime.
Oh, I would imagine.
And it only lasted like 9 years.
Yeah,
that's so big.
A lot of money, a lot of coke, dude.
The Cali cartel was fucking 700,000 people.
Jesus fuck.
Yeah. Dude, and then the fucking...
why do you know so much about cartels?
Los Palos Muertos?
Yeah.
They're like only like 100,000.
Wait, do they own the chicken restaurant?
No, that's Los Palos Hermanos. Fuck off. And then, oh my god,
I'm hungry.
There's so many fucking crazy things. Like, I guess what he accomplished was something spectacular, and it felt like a rock star life. But in actuality, he for sure made $60 million and then lost it.
Who was that? Penelope Cruz was his wife, right?
His second wife, yeah.
Yeah. Oh man, she's really pretty.
I love the first half of the film so much.
Yeah.
And when he's with the big dude from like,
I don't nickel and dime it. Do you want it or not? When
yeah.
Fucking
Pee Wee Herman.
Pee Wee Herman. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's
he, yeah, he like
name.
Sets it on his lap. He's like, "It's your weed,"
yeah.
And he's like, "Ah,
that's I don't know if we wanted this much."
And George's like, "We'll take it."
Yeah.
I think my favorite character in the film, and the one that I resonate with the most, not just because he's fat, but it's his friend.
Yeah.
I forget what the fuck they call him. Like something stupid, like Tuna. Tuna never left California,
right?
And he just stayed at the beach, and like. They just lost ways with him, but he never got back in.
Ethan Suplee.
Every single other person that he interacted with at the beginning of the film came back in. You know, eventually, like, Pee Wee Herman and Dilly, or the dude he gets caught with in the end,
yeah,
set him up. Those two dudes set him up.
Because they were getting charges, and they wanted a bigger fish, so they got
him. Everyone shit all over everyone, and it was a horrible existence, and anyone who got into the coke side shit and died in horrible ways or got put in prison. Like, Tuna was the only one that was like, oh, like, no, we made a couple hundred thousand a year. Like, I'm just going to stay here.
Good. Yeah, he was a dude from, oh, god damn it, Boy Meets World. He was, like, the big bully. He was a fucking Vader's son.
Yeah.
Not Darth Vader, everyone. Vader the wrestler.
I also really love Ray Liotta in that film. It's such a tragic role for him,
dude.
Yeah,
truly.
That dad that has a wife that's, like...
Oh, yeah.
He works, he has his own business, but he falls on hard times, and she's screaming at him about money, telling him he's a loser.
Yeah.
And he's just like, Georgie, like, money's not real, like, you just need to fucking, like, work and try to be happy, but none of that shit will stay. The other shit won't stay. You're gonna realize that one day, and like, dude, so tragic. Such a good fucking role for Ray Liotta.
I would say that movie's like a 9. I love that.
Yeah, that movie's fantastic.
Yeah, it's really good. Rewatchability is really, really high on it too, and all the music in it's rad.
Yeah.
Diego
Sanchez, the dude who he meets in prison, it's like, what do you know about cocaine, George?
Yeah.
He's a real dude. He really did do what they did in the film to where he betrayed him by taking his California connection, yep. Pee-wee Herman, and he did buy an island as a fucking jumping off point for it, and yeah. he lived there for 4 years until his people had like a fucking mutiny against him.
Wow.
On the island, yeah, because he was so fucking twisted.
Yeah, he wasn't. Man, yeah, dude that played him was really good too, because he was like super sweaty and just like coked the fuck out
at the end when he's in the island and he's like bye, goodbye, like fucking just tweaked out.
Yeah,
and George is like, "Fuck you, Diego," and like fucking pulls the gun, like clicks it. He's like, "Next time it'll be fucking loaded," and he's like, "Bye."
All right, so let's hop into Test of Tony. We watched Pirates of the Caribbean.
Trusatani.
Search for the Black Pearl.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay.
I don't like the pirate movies for the most part.
Really?
In terms of like...
That's like right up your alley.
No, as a whole,
yeah.
I love the mythology. I love the fucking atmosphere. The idea of fucking different pirates and captains and fucking ships and flags. Fucking looting and fucking cruising. But
looting and cruising, that's the name of this episode.
God damn it. But in all honesty, like, there's so much fucking bullshit in those films that's just filler. Like, oh my god, just the fucking comic relief and the fucking like little stupid shit like parrots and monkeys stealing coins and running around and just being assholes.
It's definitely a little kid's movie, but a lot of people fucking die. They're the fucking when the Black Pearl shows up and the crew gets out and they're looking for Will Turner, but they grab the girl instead. When they go into her house, they're like, "They're searching for you. You're the governor's daughter," or whatever the fuck.
They fucking...
Well, hold on. They open the door and they shoot the fucking help in the face.
Yeah. Like, oh, yeah. Her face. It's a face shot.
Straight up like how Martha Wayne died in Zack Snyder's Batman v Superman.
Yeah. Like a Mars Attacks scene. Like, you've been melted.
Yeah.
Move. Damn.
Mars Attacks.
Like,
so
that's
good.
Seriously like a musket with fucking like forks and knives in it shot to the
face. Oh, no. That's what they do at the end with the fucking cannons and shit. They're like, we threw all our shit off the boat because you're trying to go fast.
That's all it was. Just like put gunpowder and blow shit.
Yeah. Usually they had like cannonballs though.
If they ran out. Dude, those bolas are so tight with the chain.
Yeah. But yeah, the movie was actually way more brutal than I remember it.
No, it's a really, by all
not
the
bloody,
others.
Not bloody, but a lot of people die.
By all the others, this one is by far the most, like, it feels really fucking, I don't know what I'm thinking. It feels gritty as shit.
Yeah.
Dirty and filthy and fucking.
Totally.
I remember the wood. Of all the fucking, the village when he's escaping the fucking gallows.
Yeah.
And he's running across the bridge with his hands tied and shit. It looks really nice. Really good set pieces.
Yeah, definitely.
It feels like the clothes are really well made. The fucking boats look dirty and
everything
fucking
about
wet.
It puts you in the movie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's the shit that takes me out that I get annoyed with in the series. Like people, like fucking pirate ships coming together to fight fucking imperialists, like kind of shit. Like, oh, we're going to take down the fucking, what is it? East India Trade Company. No, you're all pirates, meaning you literally will steal from whoever you have to because you're a fucking outlaw. No, it's just you know what I mean? Like, keep it a little more to the fucking real side of, I don't know. I don't know what I want. I just want a more serious pirate movie that looks that good.
All right. Well, what do you think about the CGI?
Oh, CGI is awesome.
That was like the moon stuff when they're the last sword battle between Captain Jack and Barbossa. Barbossa, thank you. That was so cool because they go in and out of the moonlight, and then you see that he's actually cursed too because he stole a piece of gold.
I fucking really dig Jeffrey. What is his name? Not Jeffrey Tambor. The guy who plays Bridges. Barbossa is awesome.
Yeah, it's weird when they. That was Dead Man Tell No Tales. It's Curse of the Black Pearl, by the way.
Oh.
We're fucking idiots. We're bad at this.
I am really bad at a podcast.
Yep. I give it a 7 Deep Impacts.
Yeah, I'll give it 7.
I would rewatch it. Not soon, but definitely rewatch it. I'm actually going to try to watch the whole series.
I think the kind of shitty part about it, again, is...
Because the new one's coming out.
Yeah.
With your boy.
Yeah, for sure it's going to have fucking... it's going to have Anton Chigurh in it.
Yeah. Can you tell him for me?
Yeah. Please?
He's fucking cool.
He's a creepy dude.
His hair, like, it looks like he's underwater.
Javier Bardem.
Yeah, it looks like he's, like, underwater.
All the time, yeah.
That's so fucking neat. Yeah, that looks way cool. That's like the fucking chicks in 300.
Yeah.
The psychics.
Sirens, yeah.
Yeah, the sirens, yeah.
But no, they're also, I think I like the villains and some of the side characters more than a lot of the champions. don't care about Will Turner all that much. Don't care about Elizabeth all that much. Really, like,
Captain Jack's cool.
Captain Jack's cool. But when it comes down to being, like, a legit badass, like, Barbossa and fucking...
Captain Jack's kind of, like, a dumb pirate that keeps, like, falling... Like, he's, like, fucking...
He gets by.
Yeah, but, like, kind of not by himself. Like, he's like, yep, this just happened.
Or he'll let other people's... Like, he'll lie to someone else to trick them to let him survive.
That makes sense, though. That's a pirate thing to do. But I'm saying, like, he kind of stumbles on shit, and he's like, oh, this is cool.
Oh, he always does. Yeah. Yeah, he's like, I fell, but there's a treasure chest in the sand here.
I'm a really good pirate. It's like, no, you're bad.
Like, you were put on the fucking island, but you're like, oh, I fucking...
the rum.
Yeah. I don't know. It was a... it's a hit or miss kind of franchise for me, because I don't give a shit when they come out, but I'll watch them if they go to VHS or fucking DVD.
Yeah, VHS.
Shut up! If they go to fucking Laserdisc, I'll see one, I guess. If I'm down at the fucking AMAX and I'm renting a movie.
Yeah, if I get the beta, I'll watch it.
If I'm out jamming to my cassettes on my Walkman and I see one and I put my Tamagotchi down and buy it, I'll get it.
All right, so let's go into movie of the week. Yeah, Roger Corman's Death Race 2050.
Okay.
What made the fuck want you to watch this?
Listen up, you...
Because it was weird. Like, I was like, I don't know if this is really good or fucking awful. Because, like, I was like, this is, like, funny terrible.
Okay. Have you ever seen Death Race 2000 from 1975?
Fuck no.
Okay. It starred David Carradine.
Yes.
As Frankenstein. Okay. It is a very, very... similar fucking film. It had the exact same themes, the cheesy set pieces, the horrible fucking cars, the extreme gore. Sylvester Stallone was in that movie too.
Wow.
He
must have been a young buck.
Oh yeah, they both were. It was really a remake of a fucking other film, and they were like, let's keep it as camp and cheese as humanly possible.
Okay.
So what they were trying to go for was not fucking like, dude, how legit will this fucking film be? It literally was, how gaggy can this film be?
Yeah.
To look like a 1975 joke film.
Okay. Because
in 75, Death Race 2000 was the shit. Because it was 1975. There were fucking people getting sliced in half.
Yeah.
People were fucking rooting for, like, people to kill people with cars. It's fucking crazy. Mad Max-y before Mad Max.
Yeah, okay. I'll
give
you
that. In a dystopian world where the country is a corporation, and literally, you remember the fucking pedestal at the end? Where he's like, I'm going to kill the fucking...
Yeah.
The main guy. It's the same size as the pedestal. It's such a joke-looking pedestal.
Yeah.
It's like, there's 9 sets of stairs, and he's standing on them. And that's like the prize podium. What the fuck? That thing looks like it was built overnight.
Yeah.
It's how it looked in the first one.
Okay, cool.
So, I do like to give you that sort of fucking feed, because it's not like they were like, this is an original idea, and I want to do it, and it's going to be serious.
Yeah.
And that's the product they released.
No, it felt like it was, like, supposed to be campy. So, like, I give it, like, a 4 because I won't rewatch it.
Oh, no, yeah. I don't expect you to rewatch
it. But it was funny.
But you can see how Frankenstein evolved.
Okay, right on.
Yeah, but same green car, same mask over his face.
You didn't have a green car. You had a black car.
It was green and black.
Hmm.
Yeah. Use your eyes.
Okay. Yeah, you're probably right. I should use my eyes. Yeah, it looked really bad. I was like, damn, this is not... It was kind of a hard watch at points.
Oh, dude, the first one is a unique creature, for sure. And in terms of a film, like, you want to watch Death Race 2000, just get ripped high. It's kind of like watching fucking, like, a Sleepaway Camp or some shit like that. That's so cheesy.
Reanimator.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Like, you know you're going into some heavy cheese. Just get ready for it. It's not like this Academy Award-winning fucking drama.
Yeah. Okay.
But
what do you give it?
The remake one, or the reimagining Death Race 2050, it was horrific.
Yeah.
I would never watch it again.
No, never.
Ever in my life. I give it 2 fucking deep impacts because...
2?
I'll give it 2 just because I know what the source material is and they stayed pretty true to it. That's all I can say, though. Beyond that...
The main actor that played Frankenstein, Manu Bennett.
Yeah, Crixus.
What?
Crixus from Spartacus?
Yeah, he's also in Green Arrow. He plays fucking...
Deathstroke.
Yeah, Deathstroke. Yeah. So I kind of enjoyed that because I like him as an actor.
Yeah, but honestly...
He's not great, but he's not bad.
Yeah, some people I was talking to were like, no, Death Race is from like a few years ago. I'm like, that's not even the same thing. That's Jason Statham in prison doing a sort of a prison-sponsored fucking Death Race.
Yeah.
Very, very different concept that doesn't have any real... bearing to the original. This one was like a straight up, you could almost
sequel.
Take it shot for shot.
Oh, so
no,
it was
the original.
Okay, right on.
Like Frankenstein is in his fifth race, just like it was in the original. The commissioner didn't want him to be the king anymore, so he had people attacking him. There were rebels in the first one.
It's a cool concept and
Horrible fucking.
I'm about to say treated better. I think that it could have like you know been better, but
I mean it got horrible ratings because
I got a 3.6 the new
one. Yeah, sure did.
All right, so next week what we're gonna watch? We're gonna do Waterboy for Tessa Tony, and we're gonna do The Good Neighbor for movie of the week.
The Good Neighbor.
Neither of us have seen it, so I'm stoked. Did you see Death Race 2050 before this?
No.
Okay, good.
I wouldn't watch it twice.
Very angry at you if that was the case. Until next time, go burn books.
Hey guys, it's Johnny.
And it's Mike.
The Unbelievables.
And I guess we're on a submarine?
We are indeed. And we record our podcast from this very sub.
We do.
We absolutely do. What do we do here, Johnny?
I think we do sketch.
Sometimes. And then sometimes we do...
improv.
What? And then also we do...
interview.
With several different comedians from around the area.
Block.
Block. You can listen to us anytime on lousyweathermedia.com. You can listen to us directly after whatever it is you're listening to now. So please do.
Please.
And then we'll have a new episode for you every week.
Nice.
So just head on over anytime you want, any time of the week.
Not Mondays.
Not on Mondays. How dare you? We are all Garfields here. All right. Fare thee well, ladies and gents. We'll see you on the other side.
Bye.
I'm like, dude, I've been hung up on by this guy, and he was like, well, I can get you a quote. I said, I don't want a fucking quote from your goddamn company. All I want is removed from your fucking call list.
Dan, I'm let's like, take a step back here.
Just
I can save you a lot
insurance.
Of money on car insurance.
I'm like, my name is Sean, not fucking Jeremy Ackleberry.
So they're like, that's a long name.
Sounds like you're pretty riled up there. You need life insurance?
I was angry.
Yeah, you might be dying soon. We can cover you on that.
And
got great plans.
Lousy Weather Media, available on iTunes, Stitcher, and lousyweathermedia.com.
Welcome to this week's commercial for the Lousy Wrestling Podcast. I'm Sean.
I'm Derek.
And we have been voted the number one shittiest wrestling podcast in America. Listen to us talk about wrestling.
Poor wrestling.
Hi out there in Lousy Weather Media Network land. Do you hate stuff?
I hate stuff.
No, you hate stuff. I'm trying to figure out if the listeners out there...
Do you hate stuff? You listening right now, do you hate stuff? There's got to be something you hate.
Well, some of those things might match up with some of the things we talk about on Let the Hate Flow Through You, a podcast done by me, Jeremy Shear, and El Hordano Diablo.
That's me.
Yeah, he's late on the cues, but he's a firebrand.
But quick on the brews.
Quick on the... he is. He's got a drinking problem, and I hate it.
And Jeremy hates it.
Yeah, I hate it. I hate your drinking problem.
That's fine.
I hate your fat belly.
You love that.
Okay, that's true. I do love his fat belly.
But he hates me.
We'll get into that on Let the Hate Flow Through You, which we release every Monday.
Because everybody hates Mondays.
I really fucking hate you.
I hate you, too.
Goddamn Garfield-ass motherfucker.
I hate recording commercials. I'm done.
Now recording Chris Clem's Cavs Cast number 50. Chris Clem.
They're playing basketball. We love that basketball. They're playing basketball. We love that basketball.
Basketball is my favorite sport. Talk about the way they dribble up and down the court. Just like I'm the king of the podcast field. LeBron and the Cavs are the king of the world. I like slam dunks, trash talking in the booth. The podcast is funny and it is the truth. Download it now with Lousy Weather Media. Cause it's Chris Clem's Cavs Cast available now.
Chris Clem's Cavs Cast, now a part of Lousy Weather Media. Find it at lousyweathermedia.com or chrisclem.net/podcast. Chris Clem's Cavs Cast. It's fantastic.
This has been a Lousy Weather Media Network production. Find new episodes and archives at lousyweathermedia.com.